Why is your name Snake Bite?
I'm here with Jacob from the Philippines. Yeah. And the Hi. Subject. How you doing, Jacob?
Yeah, the subject is about gay marriage. Yes or no? Yes or no? Is that yes or no?
Yeah, that's yes or no. That's like, do you agree with, you know, gay marriages? You know, what is your output on gay marriages?
Yeah, I agree.
You agree with gay marriages?
Yes.
Why?
Because they love each other and they deserve to be with themselves forever.
So is that the reason why gays put up a big fight about wanting to get married? You know, being married is nothing but just a piece of paper just saying that y'all are basically are married, right?
At least, you know, they have, like, the rights when they die, you know, when their partner die. And also to experience the...
I'm with you. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want them to experience the same thing.
Are you gay?
Yes.
Yes. How old are you?
23.
23?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I feel just like you feel about gay marriages. The whole purpose of the homosexuals wanted to get married is because they was like, if my parents hated me because I was gay and something happened to me and this guy here was there by my side when nobody else was, and if something happened to me and I'm placed in the hospital, and if my parents, because of their evil ways, would decide that, well, you know what, I don't want nobody coming seeing, they would have that legal right. But the gays was like, look, you know, it's not the point that we just want to be married or trying to show that, hey, look, we are married. It's the legal issue that we are looking for. Like, if something happened to us, if my spouse dies, you know what I'm saying? I want to have that same equal opportunity as a straight individual would have. And, you know, you know, this is supposed to be the land of the free, but, you know, they say this is the United States of America, you know what I'm saying? But then they condemn and shun things that probably because they don't understand. Now, excuse me, I'm not gay myself, but I have a lot of gay friends, and you know, I'm 45, and you know, and I understand people in general. You know, I have a very open mind, so you know, I don't condemn, I don't judge people for who they are. I judge people for their character.
Is it legal to marry the same sex in your country?
In some states here in the United States, yeah. In some states it is.
How about in Texas?
In Texas? I don't think so yet.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Yeah, gay marriages is legal. It became legal when Barack Obama was on president. So, yes, I think Texas was the last state that actually adopted on gay marriages.
Oh,
And that
nice.
was when Obama.
Yeah, and here in the Philippines, it's not yet legal.
Yeah, I know some cultures is, very they can get to the extreme in things that they don't agree with. And, I don't know if because religion plays a big factor in the decisions that the government makes or whoever the lawmakers are. I don't know if their criteria revolves around some type of religion, or do they have a different motive? There's a lot of things that goes on behind closed doors that the public really don't know. And when people make decisions and they actually says that, okay, it's like this, for an example. I have a 15-year-old. She's finna turn 16. And say that I tell her she can't do something, and she asks me why. And I say something totally different, but in actuality, it was something else. But I just gave her a different story. But the whole outcome is you can't do it. You just got a difference. You just got a lie behind it. And that's what the government does, They put a blindfold over us and make us hate each other and make us want to kill up each other because of what? Because of what? Because of you being who you are, I'm being who I am. The homosexuals not killing the straights because they straight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I have a question. Is HIV still an issue in America?
Now, HIV.
Yeah.
Now that disease was, I'm gonna tell you the history behind HIV. The
Okay.
history behind HIV wasn't a gay disease, or it wasn't a gay cancer, or it wasn't anything like that. It was a fucking experiment that they had going on in Africa. The government, they had some type of experiment, and it just, the experiment basically got out of hand and it went haywire. And then they just tried to blame it on the gays. And this was like back in the 70s. Now, they say from what I understand, the capital of HIV is some would say Africa, third world countries, but for I'm not even going to put them in the factor. I'm gonna put a country that's doing well, like United States. I would say that here in Texas, I would probably would say Houston would be number one, and Dallas probably will be number two on the list in Texas of the people with HIV. That's, meaning female and male, gay and straight.
Do
Dallas
you
is the
know
biggest.
someone who has HIV?
Do I know anyone with HIV?
Yes.
I knew someone that died of HIV.
Oh. So, what do you think? How do you solve this problem? What's your? Do you have any idea?
Well, what's the problem? The problem, you talking about the HIV epidemic, or
Yeah,
the gay problem? What problem? Which one?
the HIV.
Okay. Now, if anybody try to solve problems, they're going to be solving problems after problems after problems after problems after problems. You can't solve a problem that is being created by something that's more powerful than what you are. For an example, the first disease that swept society was Ebola. People got that under control. Then here come HIV. And then what is the other disease that attack your kidneys, the liver, hepatitis C, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's nothing we can do but just live. That's it. We can't fight.
So we live with those people who have HIV.
Yeah, because you would want people to live with you by you being gay. So why not live with the people with HIV? You see what I'm saying? Okay, I'm black. My wife is white. And, you know, that's the truth. Now, how can I say that I don't want white folks hating me because of my skin complexion? But then I go right along and hate somebody else because of their skin complexion. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, I'm saying, how can you say that when the homosexuals are being attacked because now it's at your front door because you're gay, and you say that, look, it's not right for people to attack us because we're gay. But then you turn around and attack people that has HIV and say, well, do you think we should live with them? Of course we should do. Of course we should. We should treat them the same way that we would want people to treat us at all times. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just curious. Is your child, is she white?
No, she's mixed.
Like she's tan?
Hmm?
What's her color?
She's
complexion.
She's... Her color complexion is like, it's like real light. She's real light skinned because she's mixed with black and white.
Oh,
you see?
I didn't know anyone. I've never seen anyone like that before.
Oh, you ain't never seen no one of those?
So I can't imagine.
No, you ain't never seen no mixed breed before? A person that was black and white mixed?
Yes.
So you ain't never been out of the Philippines?
What?
Have you ever been out of your country?
No. Not yet.
So you always...
I'm still studying. Yeah.
You planning on leaving?
After I graduate, yes.
After you graduate. Okay. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah. You nice answer, whatever.
All right. Well, you have a nice, I guess it's morning where you're at, right?
No, it's four in the afternoon.
Four in the afternoon. Well, you have a good afternoon and I will have a good night. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.